the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When you think about the Ozarks, what image do you conjure up in your mind? When the late Dr. John Kaiser, past president of Missouri State University, dreamed of the Ozark Celebration Festival about 20 years ago, he wanted a festival that celebrated the many facets of the Ozarks. The goal was to give festival goers and new faculty and students a sense of place. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Barb Jones, Director of Special Events for the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University, is my guest on the Missouri State Journal. She would like to invite the entire community to participate in this free festival, September 9th through 11th.
Over the 19 years, it has really grown. It has changed considerably. The festival started out with about 25 vendors and just a handful of bands, and now we have close to 100 bands and close to 70 vendors.
Keeping with tradition, the Ozark Celebration Festival kicks off with a concert under the stars and ice cream social.
This year we have a tremendous kickoff concert. Our concert under the stars and ice cream social will begin at 5 o'clock with the ice cream. Ken Meyer, Meyer Communications, is sponsoring that event. Our big band is Dan Tominski and Ronnie Bowman. Ronnie Bowman just won a CMA award for Chris Stapleton's new song, No One to Blame. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have close to 70 vendors that will be here. The Missouri State University chef will be preparing lots of different dishes. He has a huge garden space. He's very into home to table. So he's going to be exhibiting and selling fruits and vegetables in the farmers market. We have a new stage this year, the Ozarks Jubilee Stage, and we have a variety. We wanted to make that stage a variety stage, and there are a variety of performers over on that stage. There's storytellers, there's dancers, there's bands, there's just a variety of people over on that stage. The kids area is always a big hit. It's huge. There's an opportunity for kids to come and spend very little money. I think the most expensive thing in that area is a tie-dye t-shirt, and they can tie-dye a t-shirt for $5. So we have lots of things going on. We have a lot of new vendors. Our broommaker is back. We have a coppersmith. We haven't had a coppersmith in a long time. We have a leather crafter. We have lots and lots of new things to see at the Ozark Celebration Festival.
When planning for this year's events, the team realized that it needed to be expanded even more. In adding more diverse acts and paying respect to the many cultures represented locally, Jones knows, without a doubt, there really is something for everyone.
Every single stage has a new group or a new band. For example, on the Max Hunter stage, we have Patrick Morathi, and I believe Patrick is going to do reggae on the Max Hunter stage, and then he has a band that's going to also be performing on one of the other stages. Grupo Latino Americano and the Mariachi Band, they're going to be singing and dancing and playing and just having a great time over there. We have the Arthur Duncan Trio, and I am so excited. They are doing some jazz music. Arthur Duncan is just absolutely amazing. We've got so many people that are going to be here, so many new faces, lots and lots of variety, lots of diversity, and I'm just very excited about the festival this year. I think there's something for everyone, and it's going to be a great time.
The Ozark Celebration Festival is an entertaining and educational look at the region's culture and heritage, featuring artists and craftspeople, plus stages of traditional music and dance, storytelling, historical characters, exhibits, a kids area, and much more.
The theme of the festival this year is the Ozarks then and now. Not only are we taking a look back at our history and our culture, because we think that that is very, very important, but we are also focusing on today, and we're also looking toward the future. And that is reflected in our bands, in our craftsmen, in our lecture series. We've got just a great festival this year, and we're very excited about it.
For a full schedule of events, visit ocf.missouristate.edu. That was Barb Jones, Director of Special Events for the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.